Hi, this is Jeanette on a recorded line.
Yes, I was calling. I filled out the information for the hair relaxer lawsuit.
Okay. Is this Jacqueline Anderson?
It is.
Okay, we are speaking on recorded line. I have your phone number here as 601-300-1744. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit? Hello?
Yes, I would.
Okay. So you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm that you do not have legal representation nor have signed any legal documents regarding the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and is this claim on behalf of yourself or a family member who was affected?
Myself.
Okay, and did you use hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and were you diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. What kind of cancer were you diagnosed with?
Uterine cancer.
Okay. When were you diagnosed with uterine cancer?
February of this year, 2024.
Okay, thank you. And do you recall, was it the beginning of February, middle, or end of February?
The very beginning, like the 4th or the 6th.
Okay. Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you with uterine cancer?
Joseph Austin, Dr. Austin.
Okay. Where did Dr. Austin practice out of?
River Region Medical Center in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Okay. Okay. And is that on Maxwell Drive?
It's where the hospital is at. It's on 61 North.
Okay.
In Vicksburg, Mississippi.
Okay. Let me look up. Yep, I see that on US 61, Vicksburg,
yeah.
Mississippi. And that's the same. Is that Merit Health River Region?
Yeah. Yeah, River Region.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And what state do you currently live in?
Louisiana.
Okay. Okay. Okay, what is a good mailing address for you?
It's 465 Wyant, W-Y-A-N-T Road. And that's Columbia, Louisiana, and that's 71418.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let's see. And where were you diagnosed?
Where?
Yeah.
In Vicksburg.
And you were diagnosed in Mississippi?
Yes, because, I lived there for like 15 years, and my family all lived in Louisiana.
Okay. What state did you use hair relaxers in?
Both, actually.
Okay.
My aunt was a beautician in Louisiana, and then I was I got married and moved to Mississippi, and then I was going back and forth to college. Because it's just on the line. It's on the border. It's like 5 miles to Louisiana from Mississippi.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give me one brief second. I'm going to put you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay. No, you got to put bottled water. Yeah.
Oh, what's that water in there? Did you use that one in there?
I used mine when I was in here.
That's going to be cold.
Yeah, that's going to be different to you.
Hello, Jacqueline.
Yes, ma'am.
I apologize for the hold. So you're currently living in Louisiana, or do you live also in Mississippi?
Kind of. Well, I'm in between.
Okay.
Because I'm family members.
Okay.
To help me. Yeah.
Do you have an additional mailing address also?
Yes. I do. Okay.
What address is that?
It's 593 Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, Town, Perry Town, two separate words, Road. Mm-hmm. Crosby, the C-R-O-S-B-Y, Mississippi.
Okay.
39633.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And then, let's see, okay. And did you use hair relaxers more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed with cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And on average, how many times a year did you use hair relaxers before your diagnosis?
Probably 12 or 14 times.
Okay. Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your date of birth?
12/10/1974.
Okay. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you have any other family members or friends who are also affected by hair relaxers?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's fine.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And then when did you first start using hair relaxers?
Probably in 2010 or 11.
Okay. 2010. And when did you last use hair relaxers?
2023.
Okay. I believe. Okay. And how often did you use hair relaxers? Would you say you use them weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
I every 3 months.
Okay.
I do it a couple times because my hair is so curly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so that's about 4 times per year?
Well, yeah, I'd say probably 6 times.
Okay.
Really, yeah.
Would you like me to select monthly or 4 times per year?
You can do it monthly. That'd be fine.
Okay. And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxing products?
Consecutive. Like, how many times did I use it? Like every year? Oh, probably 10 years worth.
Okay. And did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, at home, or both?
Both.
Okay. And when the hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the products from?
Walgreens.
Okay. And when the hair straightening process was done in a salon, which salon would you go to?
So let me think of the name of it. Le Salon La Rouge, LARUE, Salon La Rouge.
Okay. Salon La Rue. Okay. Okay. And what brand of hair relaxing products did you use?
Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal.
Okay.
I know those two for sure.
Okay. Thank you. And Salon LaRue, what state and city and state was it in?
Monroe, Monroe, Louisiana, and it was yeah, that was the one that I used. The salon was in Monroe, and then Mississippi, I just was doing it at home.
Okay, Walgreens, Mississippi, Salon LaRue, Monroe, LA. Okay. And did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the products regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes, I started having issues, endometriosis, mm-hmm. things like that, started dysplasia.
Okay. Okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for your uterine cancer?
Well, they did the blood work, and then they did some biopsies, and then they did the laparoscopy for the, I guess it's like a scope uh-huh. type thing, and then they did the biopsies.
Okay.
And then they tried medication, and so then I was going to have to do the chemo radiation, and then the hysterectomy I had to have.
Okay. Okay, I'm so sorry you went through all of that because of hair relaxers.
Yeah.
When would you say was your treatment date? When did you start receiving treatment for the uterine cancer?
For the ones that went way back? I mean, I started...
So when you were diagnosed with uterine cancer, when did you start receiving treatment?
In the February, the first of March.
Okay. So, okay, 1st of March of which year?
This year, this 2024.
Okay, 2024, okay. Okay, 1st of March. And then what was the name of the doctor that treated you for the uterine cancer?
Dr. Joseph Austin.
Okay, is the same doctor who diagnosed you?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. Okay. And treatment, was that done at Merit Health River Region?
Yes.
Okay. 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 And can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And I have your first name spelled JACLYN. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And I have your last name spelled A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
587-43-2275.
Okay. So I have 587-43-2275.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and then I have an email address here for you as jackib1974@gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and I have your contact address here as 593 Perrytown Road, Crosby, Mississippi, 39633.
Yes, but if you need to send mail, it would be better to send it both of my parents are deceased, but we still have the... the lot and our mail comes here, my sister and I. And it's the Louisiana address.
Okay.
That's the most best way to get in touch with me because I only go back to Mississippi like once every 2 weeks.
Okay. Oh, so you're back pretty often then, once every two weeks? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because I have mail that comes there too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. And then do you have any documents to support your date of diagnosis, like medical records, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And then the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that something happens where they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes. John Robert It's D-A-W-N Roberts.
Okay. Roberts with the S?
Yes.
Okay. And what is their phone number?
It's area code 318-805-7897.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay. And then let me just verify that I have the information correct. So I have your first name spelled J-A-C-L-Y-N, is that correct?
Yes.
I have your last name spelled A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. I have your email as J-A-C-K-I-B-1974@gmail.com?
Yes.
I have your phone number as 601-300-1744.
Yes.
Okay. And then, let's see, I have that you were diagnosed and treated by Dr. Austin Joseph in Vicksburg, Mississippi at Merit Health Region, River Region.
Yes.
Okay. I have that you were diagnosed with uterine cancer, and I have that your date of diagnosis was February the 4th of 2024. Yeah. Okay. 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 And then I have your date of birth as December 10th, 1974.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Okay, and then I have your social as 587-432275.
Yes.
Okay. And then Perrytown Road is P-E-R-R-Y space T-O-W-N Road.
Yes.
Okay.
So like I said, my mailing address is better as 465 Wyant Road in Columbia, Louisiana.
Okay. They just need a contact address.
Okay.
Is the Crosby, Mississippi okay to put down as your contact address?
Well, I mean, it is. It's just my, I mean, that's just my, where I live with my ex.
Okay.
So, I do get mail there still, but I mean,
so
as far as
the Crosby, Mississippi, is this your physical address where you live?
Well, I mean, it's kind of misplaced right now because I went through so much, and me and my ex, we split up in February because of it, and then I've just been back and forth with my family here and then there as well, so I'm kind of in between, but
okay.
I mean, as far as if y'all need any kind of paperwork or anything, I would rather it come to Columbia, Louisiana because I would need it faster.
Okay, let me put that in the notes. Please send mail to, what's that address?
465 Wyant, W-Y-A-N-T, Road, Wyant Road, Columbia, Louisiana, 71418.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and your preferred method of contact, is it text, email, or mail?
Text message, or you could call my phone. I get a lot of spam for that healthcare marketplace stuff, so sometimes I don't answer, but I do check my voicemail.
Okay. 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 And are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to send over some documents through DocuSign. You'll get a text as well as an email with the DocuSign. You'll see a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form. And you'll get a text that says, Jeanette Butler at Mass Tort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign.
Okay.
Give me 1 second while I populate those documents.
Now, how long will it be before I hear anything back regarding this?
So the law firm, once these documents are signed, these documents also give permission to the law firm to reach out to you. They'll be giving you a call within the next 2 weeks to verify it's okay to start the process of pulling medical records and that this is something you do want to participate in, because they do need to hear from you before they start that process. So they reach out pretty quickly.
Okay.
Let me know when you see that text message come through. I'll stay on the phone with you in case you have any questions, okay? Or if anything is misspelled.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Let me open it up and see. Now, on here, as far as my address, I mean,
because you were diagnosed and treated in Mississippi.
Yeah.
That's why the Mississippi address is there. I put in the notes the Louisiana address as well to send mail there. Is that okay?
Yeah, I mean, they can. I'll just have to know whenever it's going to be something coming in, then I have to drive over there and get it.
They typically won't send mail. Everything is done electronically nowadays, especially even these documents that you're signing is done through email and text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, then that's fine. And I'll see it because I get informed delivery for the address. So I do see my mail before it even comes.
Okay. And that is a contact address for you, right? That Mississippi address?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yeah, that's okay. A good address. I use that address.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay. So, let's see. Let me go find this. Hang on just a second. Okay. Okay. I think that's it.
Okay, and then you should see a finish button.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Good deal.
Okay, and so you'll also receive an additional email with the completed DocuSign that has your signature in there that you can save for your records or just keep in your email.
Mm-hmm.
And like I mentioned, the law firm will be reaching out to you within the next 2 weeks, so just keep an eye out for their call. If you miss their call, that's okay. They'll leave a voicemail with a contact number. It'll be Pulaski Legal reaching out to you. It was a pleasure speaking to you, Jacqueline, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay? And happy holidays.
You too, Jeanette. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.